Welcome into this carrier update. I'm Tony Mulvey, joined by Donnie Gilbert. And Donnie, Sal was just on here talking about what's going on in the maritime market. We're going to take a look at what the data showing from the maritime market.
He's got a lot of really good points.
Oh, yeah.
So when we first dive in here, first thing we're going to look at is all TEU volumes that are delivering to the U.S. from all ports across the U.S. Sorry, from all ports across the world to all ports within the U.S. Yep. And the first thing I look at here is the volume here versus the volume back in here. And we're just a little bit, you know, we're above this line,
which is 1500.
Yep. And then y'all are just a little bit below it. So we see a little bit of an increase.
Yeah.
So that's a positive side. Now through here, Tony, through this November and December where we expected things to drop.
They grew.
They kept kind of slightly going up, and it was abnormal.
Yeah.
And this is delivering now. And into some, and there's more this is going to deliver into the latter part of January and February. So volumes are kind of above average right now.
Yeah, when you look at it, look at the beginning of August, right here. This August to September, so this gap that you see, that's the peak season. Like, you don't see a true peak when you pull it out like this because you would normally see it go up, and then you come down in the fourth quarter because ocean shipping, that's typically...
This is your peak right here.
Yeah, but look in comparison to where it was in the fourth quarter.
Back up.
It went back right to it. So we've been at these levels for, what, 6 months? 5 months? So, I mean, overall, from a volume perspective or demand perspective on the ocean, things are healthy compared to where they were a year ago. And really, I mean...
They were starting a pretty big... Now, this, I'll let you talk about this here in a little bit, but this is coming up again.
Yes,
it is. And explain why we see a big dip there.
Yeah, so you have two major holidays that occur in Asia. You have the Lunar New Year, which is celebrated across most of the countries, and then you have Golden Week, which happens in typically the first week in October, right around there. They effectively manufacturing at these... in these countries shuts down for 2 weeks.
Yeah, like they are shut down.
Yeah, the employees or workers, they go home to where they're originally from, because a lot of times they're from outside, I don't even call them villages, but outside more smaller communities, and they transition into the larger cities, your Beijing, Shanghai's, to work. And then during these holidays, they shut down the facilities, they go home with family, celebrate, then they come back. Then there is a ramp up. You can see it. It takes time. It doesn't just recover right back. There is a ramp up that occurs over time as these facilities come back online. So you'll see a dip every year around the Lunar New Year. Now, the question always is, it isn't when is that going to happen? Because you can, this year it's Lunar New Year starts February 10th. Look for that dip to start a couple days before and last about 2 weeks, somewhere in that range. But it's how aggressive is the recovery out of it, and what does it look like leading into it, right? What does it look like from now until...
This is a pull forward.
Yep.
Like, hey, let's get our stuff out now or we're going to miss the boat.
Have to wait. Well, in this case, it might be a month, right? Because you talk 2 weeks of shutdown and this ramp up, it may take
a week,
3 weeks
to load,
right?
Yeah.
To load it. To a month. So if you don't get it out, well, in say early February, you might be waiting till early March before it's actually on the boat.
And you got to understand, freight's going to stack up as they're not loading the boats.
Exactly. So it's this, what does this look like after? Because that's going to be important. You saw the recovery out of last year we came out higher than where we started, which was a good thing. That's what we're looking for. We saw dip down in April, which is kind of expected, just given a lot of the goods that come over for summer have already shipped by April and mid-April to be on the shelves here by that summertime. But then you see kind of mid-May, you start to see things pick up leading into August, September, that peak season. We'll see if that's the case. Ideally, we will be higher than where we were a year ago and continue to see similar growth to what we saw last year.
Let's go to the next chart here real quick, see if we can get it. Right now, we are right here.
Yep.
We're above 2023, but there's been a few spikes where we've been above 2022 and 2021. Yeah. So we're looking good there on the seasonality. We'll see how well this holds out.
Absolutely. Well, Donnie, thank you so much for this update. We're sure to check in with you again a little later. Right now, we'll hand it back over to Kaylee next.